Let me suggest, pick up another suggestion I made earlier. I think the greatest challenge to Protestant identity in our time is not Catholic hostility, because there isn't a great deal of it nowadays, but the new Catholic resolve in the wake of Vatican II to regard Protestants as separated brethren rather than heretics. Separated brethren is the actual technical term that Catholics use now to describe Protestants. We are their brothers, but we're separated. There's a resolute Catholic emphasis on ecumenism, on the unity of the Church, and that's a real challenge to Protestantism. If the Pope isn't the Antichrist, if Protestants ought to be talking to Catholics about the unity of the Church, what right do Protestants have to be a different church from Catholics? That's actually a scary thought for a lot of Protestants. I don't suppose you really have to worry about this right away. A unity between Catholics and Protestants is not likely to happen anytime soon, but by the mercy of God, it might happen yet. So, you know, let's stay tuned. Who knows what will happen in the future? If the story of Western history is the story of the Bible, then there might be unity of the Church yet. Let me suggest now a way of thinking about Luther that takes us beyond modernity. As you probably know, a lot of folks are saying we are now postmodern in this era. What would that mean? Right? If modernity is in part created by the Reformation, what would it mean for Lutheran theology in particular to say that we are now postmodern? We live after modernity. Well, I think postmodernity, I'll give you a few opinions of mine about this, postmodernity does not simply mean the death of modernity, but rather the fact that modernity can no longer take itself for granted. That is, modernity is this tradition which tends not to recognize that it's a tradition. It takes itself for granted as if it's obvious. Well, once you become self-critical about the fact that you're a tradition, then you can no longer take yourself for granted, and therefore you can no longer be certain about where you are. A tradition that is self-consciously a tradition is aware that the tradition is sustained by ongoing argument. Right? If you know that you're part of a tradition, you know that the tradition can be challenged. It needs to be think self-critically, right? And modernity, therefore, I suggest, is a tradition that has gotten around to the notion that it is a tradition and therefore has to think critically about itself all the time. There are roots of that in modernity itself. But I think what's happened here is that in postmodernity, when modernity can no longer take itself for granted, you end up giving up the quest for certainty. If you're going to have certainty, then you've got to get rid of tradition. Because tradition is always, if it's going to be healthy, self-critical. Or if it's unhealthy, it's unself-critical and irrational. In any case, if you want certainty, you want something like mathematics, something that is timeless. You don't want a tradition. And if everything in modernity really is a tradition, including modernity itself, then all of our traditions are going to be based on an ongoing argument and not on some foundational certainty that can't be doubted. Think of a tradition as an ongoing argument, a self-critical argument within the tradition, and then arguments between traditions. There's no, then, foundational certainty to base everything on. That's one of the modern myths that I think is about time for us to get rid of. That's one of the ways in which I myself would say that I'm postmodern. Right? I don't believe in this quest for certainty. I think that has done a lot of harm, both in religion and in modern thought. Now, there are two possible conclusions to draw from this. Suppose we don't have certainty. Suppose we have to give up that modern quest for certainty because we are postmodern. One conclusion you can draw is, all right, so there's no certainty, so there's no real authority, there's no real knowledge of the truth. And you can go off in a skeptical direction. And there are forms of postmodernism that do that, that undermine the very notion of truth. I'll call those left-wing postmodernism. You can call it skeptical postmodernism. And that's not where I'm going. I'm going to go what I'll call in the direction of a right-wing postmodernism, where traditions, although they are not certain, are rational, can give a self-critical account of themselves, and can sustain inquiry into the truth. Through traditions, we can learn truth. Right? So a tradition is not just something that distorts your view of the world, but something that enables your view of truth. So that, for instance, traditions of science, right? Science are traditions, right? Tradition means handing down, traditio, as I suggested earlier. Sciences are traditions. They are traditions of inquiry. You are inducted into the tradition by apprenticeship. You learn to find certain things obvious. You get self-critical. You criticize earlier theories. So traditions are ways of finding the truth. but not ways of finding certainty. Even science is not certain. If you can't critique a scientific theory, then it's not really scientific at all, Karl Popper showed us. Right? Anything that's certain is not science at all. Right? All scientific truths are up for revision. And I think in every healthy intellectual tradition, the truths of the tradition are up for revision. We may discover we're wrong.